sorry. Crap, I didn't mean to bump into you. I am so sorry. I was reading my phone. Hi. Sorry. I'll get out of your way. Huh? That's me. How do you know my name? We do sit next to each other in class. I didn't realize that you'd noticed me. You look really nice today. Nothing. Sorry. That was weird. I'll just go. Have a nice day. CR rating for the encounter is too high. That wouldn't work for a level 5 party of 4. But CR can be misleading sometimes. Maybe it's better to go with your gut. Hi. Hey. What are you doing out here, if you don't mind my asking? I'm here because I always come to the quad to write. I used to always stay in my apartment all the time, but that wasn't really, really good for me. So instead, I come out here now. I work on stuff. It's not important. It's just homework mostly. I mean, this isn't homework, no, but it usually is. You don't need to know what that is. No, no, come on. It's D&D stuff, okay? You know, Dungeons and Dragons. I'm a DM. Dungeon Master, I mean. I want to be. I used to be. I don't get to play anymore. I don't really have any friends to play with. But one day, I'll get some, maybe, and then I'll already have an amazing campaign ready to go. Can I have my notebook back, please? Thanks. You never answered my question, by the way. I asked you why you were here. You were following me? Why? Did I do something wrong? Oh, you were just curious? Why would you be curious about me? I said that you looked nice, but like that's like a totally normal thing to say. There's nothing weird about that. I was just complimenting you on your appearance, that's all. I mean, yeah, I guess people normally don't get that defensive when they say normal things. I don't know, I just felt awkward after I said it. Why? Well, I mean, because you're... Never mind, it doesn't matter. Well, you know, I mean, just look at you. You're so nice. Looking, I mean, you look nice. Yes, I said you look nice again. I know, and again, it isn't a big deal. I didn't say you looked pretty or hot or anything. I just gave you a compliment at a dumb time in a dumb way, and then I ran away to hide my embarrassment because I didn't realize you know who I was. Would I what? I mean, if you asked me to, I'd probably say that you were pretty. Yeah, I mean, if you asked me to, I'd probably do anything for. I should go. I should really go. What do you want from me? I feel like you're toying with me or something. I'm really not a very social person. I have my own interests and hobbies, but I don't go outside much and I don't like to talk to people often. So can you please just tell me if I'm doing something wrong or if I'm supposed to be doing something for you or if you're just teasing me or something? Because I'm afraid that I'm not getting something that I should be, and I don't want to make myself look even more stupid in front of you or offend you or anything. Why? Because I please don't make me say it. I can't say it. Please don't make me. Because I like you. I know that sounds crazy, and I know that's probably weird and creepy and annoying, and that you don't want anything to do with me, which is why I didn't want to say it, because I keep to myself so that I don't make you uncomfortable, you know? Like, I don't want to be a creep. I have a crush on you, I guess, but that doesn't, we don't know each other very well, and you're really out of my league, so I don't want to bother you with it. I'm not a creep or stalker or anything, I promise. I just live my own life away from you, but when I'm around you or you're sitting next to me in class, I get these, like, these butterflies or something in my stomach, but I don't act on it or anything. I don't want you to feel weird or worry that I'm gonna say or do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. I just, so yeah, that's how I feel. I can try to find another place to sit in class, or I can switch classes if you want. I don't mind. Please don't hate me. Huh? You don't think I'm a creep? You promise? 'Cause I know how I come off being like really shy and I guess nerdy or whatever, and I don't want people to think I'm one of those like creepy, like, you know, nice guys who think that they're owed anything just for being polite or some other bad thing. 'Cause I genuinely I just try to be nice to people, you know? I don't like upsetting people, and I don't want to upset you, and you're hugging me. It's nice. Can I hug you too? Okay, thank you. My anxiety has been acting up a lot lately, and sometimes I get really carried away and start overthinking things, and it gets overwhelming. But also, like, I know you were probably just doing that to calm me down. I promise I'm not taking that as like an expression of affection or a reciprocation of any feelings toward you. Like, please don't worry that I'm suddenly gonna be obsessed with you or anything. I promise I won't. I just want to make sure that you don't think that I. Okay, it's okay. Okay, good. Yeah, I guess I kind of do take things that you tell me at face value, I guess. Why? I mean, because I like you, I guess. I mean, like normal, like, not like, I mean that too, but you just seem trustworthy and nice. I mean, yeah, I guess that I basically do whatever you say. Is that a problem? Well, are you gonna take advantage of me? No, of course not. So why shouldn't I do what you say? I don't get it. All I know is that you seem like a nice, trustworthy person, and you haven't ever told me to do anything bad, so I trust you. You're not, like, wrapping me around your finger or anything if I actively want to be wrapped around it, I think. I mean, it helps that I think you're pretty, yeah. That definitely makes me want to do stuff for you more. I mean, yeah, you're, I mean, fine, I'll say it. You're beautiful. Do you not know that? Your hair, the way you dress, the way you speak, all of it, you're just beautiful. That's part of why I tried so hard to avoid bothering you. I just assumed that you were way out of my league to ever be interested in me. Huh? Wait, you think I'm cute? Me? But I'm just some dorky loser writing stuff for a D&D campaign with friends I don't have. I'm nothing special. I'm just me. Yeah, I already said I'd do anything you told me to. Why? What does that have to do with you thinking I'm cute? I guess if you tell me to, then sure, I'll believe you that I'm cute. If you're sure. You would tell me if I was dreaming right now, wouldn't you? Like if this was all some big fantasy and I'm about to wake up late for class, because I really don't want that to happen. I'd honestly rather stay dreaming, if that's what this is, because I don't think there could really be anything better than sitting here with you and like this and having this conversation. I don't think I've ever actually been happier than this moment right now. You promise that it's not a dream? Like, you promise that the most beautiful woman I've ever met actually does think that I'm cute, and she doesn't think I'm creepy or annoying, or... Kiss you back, whatever you say. That was my first kiss. Why was it? Was it not good? I can practice. I can get better if you want me to. You thought it was sweet? Oh. Thank you. I'm glad you were my first kiss. You're really nice to me, and I don't know why. I'm just this awkward little nerd, and here you are telling me that I'm cute and calming me down when I get flustered and kissing me. I don't know what I did to deserve all of this, to be honest. Oh, that's... You're sweet. You're so sweet. You're perfect.
I would do anything for you. Anything at all.
Like to be held for a while. I mean, your wish is my command.